Asiana offers payments to Flight 214 survivors. Nevada lobbies for a UAV test site. And the U.S. Airways American merger grows in value. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Asiana Airlines is reportedly offering $10,000 to each of the 288 persons on board who survived Flight 214's accident in San Francisco. The airline said the payments were being offered as initial compensation to help out with passengers' urgent medical needs. The San Francisco Examiner reports that Asiana said that the $10,000 is a, quote, minimum payment we are offering all passengers, regardless of whether they were injured or not, end quote. The airline said the offer is not a settlement and will not affect any lawsuits filed in conjunction with the accident. A group of 83 passengers has filed a suit against Boeing seeking millions in damages. Their suit may later be expanded to name Asiana as a defendant. Asiana said those passengers who were relatively unharmed and who may be deemed to be entitled to less than $10,000 compensation will nevertheless still be allowed to keep the entire amount. Through the Governor's Office of Economic Development, the state of Nevada is promoting itself as the destination for the unmanned aerial systems industry. As part of this effort, Nevada will be robustly represented at the Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International Unmanned Systems 2013 conference in Washington, D.C. this week. The Nevada delegation will include participants from more than 10 Nevada-headquartered companies, including the University of Nevada, Reno, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the Desert Research Institute, and influencers from the Nevada Institute for Autonomous Systems. The NIAS Pavilion will showcase Nevada's leadership in the industry by emphasizing Nevada's unmanned systems manufacturing, testing, and research. The state of Nevada recently applied through the FAA to be designated as a UAS test site with assets in both the north and south of the state. Additionally, the state has partnered with private industry and academia in Nevada to establish the curriculum necessary to create the UAS civilian workforce of the future in Nevada, most notably through the support of unmanned systems educational programs that would be established from the middle school level all the way to college. The Clark County School District, UNR, and UNLV are currently working with the state on program development. In court documents filed by AMR Corporation, the parent of American Airlines and American Eagle, the value of its proposed merger with U.S. Airways has grown from $11 billion to $14.3 billion, according to the creditors committee. The Dallas Morning News reports that the original valuation was based on the price and number of shares of U.S. Airways common stock as of February 13th. That stock has risen in value from $14.66 to $19.38 as of August 1st. Those who are most excited about the news are likely the current owners of AMR stock. Those shareholders have been promised 3.5% of the stock in the new American Airlines group after the merger. Creditors will be paid what they are owed, but no more, so the rising stock value means very little to them. U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane is currently considering AMR's plan to emerge from Chapter 11 reorganization. Lane is scheduled to hold a hearing on the plan Thursday. If he approves the plan, it must be examined by the Justice Department for potential antitrust violations. The Navy's X-47B unmanned combat air system demonstrator safely returned to Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland August 8th from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia after recently completing a number of historic firsts for carrier-based unmanned aviation. The X-47B, known as Salty Dog 502, was temporarily at Wallops following two successful arrested landings on the USS George H.W. Bush on July 10th. The unmanned aircraft diverted to the NASA facility on the third landing attempt when a minor error was detected in one of its three navigation computers. The X-47B will reside at Patuxent River while the Navy UCAS program continues to assess potential opportunities for additional test operations there and at sea. To date, the Navy's UCAS program has conducted a total of 16 precision approaches to the carrier flight deck, including 5 planned tests of the X-47B wave-off functions, 9 touch-and-go landings, 2 arrested landings, and 3 catapult launches during 3 at-sea evolutions in an 8-month period. When Aero News continues, speeding up new tower construction, Google's Loon Balloon is in California, and nickel and diming airline passengers.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Airport officials at Piedmont's Triad Airport in Greensboro, North Carolina, are pushing the FAA to speed up the process of building a new control tower at the airport. The agency this week said that it has allocated $1 million for the initial design work on the new tower, which will begin next year. Under the FAA's timeline, construction would begin in 2016, with the tower fully operational in 2020. Piedmont Triad Airport Authority Chairman Harry Isaacson told the Greensboro Business Journal that he's working to convince the FAA that the project should be accelerated due to safety concerns. Airport Executive Director Kevin Baker said that there are some shadows and blind spots for controllers because the current tower, built in the 1970s, is simply not tall enough. The FAA says the site for the new tower is in the final review stage. The agency says its goal is to provide a taller tower that will have improved lines of sight for controllers. The planned facility would also house a radar approach control facility and administrative offices. Project Loon, which was created by Google as a possible way to deliver wireless internet services to people in remote areas, has moved from New Zealand to the Central California Valley. Google reports that they are conducting test flights in the area in an effort to make improvement in their technology. Google Loon would use a constellation of balloons in the stratosphere to relay wireless internet service to underserved locations. The first experiments were conducted in a remote area of New Zealand, and the California experiments are designed to allow the company to, quote, research various approaches for improving the technology, like the power systems and radio configuration, end quote, according to the project's Google Plus page. Google says it has made flights over Fresno to test the strength of its wireless service in an area where there are a lot of other radio signals. The balloon's antennas apparently receive a lot of the RF noise in a populated area, making it more difficult for the transmitters aboard the balloons to provide a clean signal. Google says one way to cut through the clutter is to increase the signal strength put out by their transmitters. The tests over Fresno will help the company determine how strong that signal needs to be. There's been a lot of copy written in the media in recent times of airlines finding ways to nickel and dime their passengers, but Ryanair may be taking that idea to a whole new skill level. If you're flying on Ryanair and you buy a drink or other item from a flight crew member as they pass up and down the aisle, you might get a surprise when you ask for your change. The UK newspaper The Mail reports that an internal Ryanair training document tells cabin crew to either tell passengers they, quote, have no change left, end quote, when they sell the items, or encourage passengers to spend the money on other items in the amount of the change owed. The document, reportedly called, quote, Ryanair Sales Tips, end quote, was produced by a company that describes itself as an in-flight retail specialist. The company is Retail in Motion. If the ruses don't work, well, quote, don't worry, at least you tried, end quote, the document reportedly states. A spokesman for Ryanair told the paper that the suggestions are included on a training document used by a third party. He said that the airline's policy is that change is returned immediately to passengers, and if that's not possible, he says, the seat number is noted along with the change due, and it is always returned by the end of the flight. Now, I'm no retail specialist, but suggestive selling to me is asking, "Do you want fries with that?" While to my way of thinking, pretending you don't have change is dishonest at best. And Ryanair paid a consultant for that kind of advice? I'm Glenn Moyer, and as always, I thank you for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.